Welcome to episode 4 of Beyond Time and Space, an SGWF podcast. Today we're recording on Saturday, October 26th, 2024. This will cover episodes of Titans on October 21st, Paragons of October 23rd, and Eclipse of October 25th. We're going to start off with us having our 700th show, not including drafts or anything else like that. 700 actual wrestling shows. That's crazy. I didn't really think we'd ever get to this point. Felt like just last month that we were at 600. And I guess we start to rack up the shows when we were streaming 3 to 4 times a week, just wrestling. And there was one point I think we were streaming 5 times a week. So huge deal for us. Thank you for everyone that shared your time with us to watch all 700 shows, even if you were there, not there for every single one. You know, I definitely appreciate your support. A big thank you to everyone that was able to come out and for everyone that continues to support the show, whether or not you're there as a viewer or not. I definitely appreciate all the help that you can show us. This show, we actually gave away 2 title shots by Marbles. The first one had Marcus Azul defending his men's Hello Kitty title against George Costanza, and he was able to defend that 2-0. We also had the other 2nd title shot giveaway saw Sergeant Rosa Rivera defend the women's title, the big belt, against the Large Marge 2-1. And so both titles were defended, and both of the champions will be moving on to defend them again against whoever is the number one contender at Halloween Havoc on November the 1st. We also had a special guest referee match where Baby Firefly was the special guest referee in a match between Captain Spaulding, her dad, and Pretty Boy Amario, who, there's been some sort of a tie between these two, between Pretty Boy Amario and Baby Firefly. We don't really know exactly what it is, but they seem linked somehow, and we still haven't figured out the why, where, how, yada, yada, right? Captain Spaulding ended up winning, and there was no favoritism shown by Baby Firefly to either Captain Spaulding or Pretty Boy Mario. So we're not really sure what the deal there was, if she had other plans and then changed her mind or what. I guess we'll find out on the next Titan show. We also announced the number one contenders for the men's title, for the men's Canadian title, I should say. Toasty is going to be in there because he's got a rematch clause, because he's the former champion, and he will get a shot at getting back in there to reclaim his belt. Also, we had Damian Jade show up as a number one contender because he had eliminated Colonel Rivera in a battle royal. And rounding it out, we actually had 6 others will be in the number one match. Will be Brummy, Carnage, Thomas Wolfridge, and the Drip Lord Devin Fox, all because of their power ranking points. So that will be a 6-way that will happen at Galactic Wrestling on Wednesday. The women's Canadian number one contenders were announced to be Baby Firefly, Isabella Carey, and Large Marge, all 3 because of their power ranking points. And all 3 of them have like a connection to the dark side or the undead and the macabre, right? So not really sure how this is going to turn out. Oh, the other thing too is Isabella Carey and Large Marge are also tag team partners. So in this match, they're going to have to put everything aside if they want to be crowned as the number one contender for the women's Canadian title. Moving on to Paragons, Maple Marksman defeated Angelina DeForte 2-1 in a best 2 out of 3 falls tables match in a record length of 51 minutes. Yep, 51 minutes. Side shout out to Elby for finding out how to do certain things and speed this match up, because otherwise this match could likely be going even now as I'm doing this recording. We also had Cowboy Kurt was actually hurt in a triple threat where he actually got pinned by Dr. Bacon. He was assessed by Dr. Cranko Medico X42, who did proceed to heal him. The details of what he had hurt has been kept confidential because privacy issues, right? However, what we can tell you is that Federation administrators are checking things out. So we don't know if that means that they found something odd that caused him to be hurt, or if this is just like a normal thing. So we'll find out more later on. We were also able to announce the Universal number one, which would be for men. It was Jericho Vega, who is in there as a rematch clause because he was a former champion and he lost it. And the only other person that got announced was Sora Kimura, a newcomer, had eliminated the champion in the gauntlet, and he also had a bunch of power ranking points. So this match will be a one-on-one, and usually what we do when it's a one-on-one for a number one match, we have the champion will be the special guest referee on the Galactic Wrestling Show on Wednesday. So we'll see how that turns out. For the Women's Universal number ones, we had Queen Violet Raven has been put in there because of her rematch clause. We have Angelina DeForte, who, I mean, she's had a thing with Maple Marksman. She actually pinned the champion in a non-title matchup, so she's in that match. And we had Maddie Hunter get in there because of power ranking points. After Paragons, we actually had a bunch of roster movements. And even some that happened after the Eclipse show, but we'll talk about the movements first. First, we wanted to announce or report that the Crimson Twins, Tomax and Zaymot, have both been benched, so they're no longer wrestling for the time being. The Blade Runners, who are Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow, are both moved to Paragons. Vincent Johnson got moved to the Nova brand, and poor Zartan got pulled back off of the bench, assigned to Nova, and then got benched. Reports tell us that he is not happy at all, whatsoever. I don't know what that means for him in the future, but he is not a happy camper. We also had 3 new legend announcements, 2 that are official, 1 that is a rumor. We have Gabriel Morgans, managed by Iga, is set to debut on Monday's Nova show. He will be debuting against Ned Flanders, I believe. We also had a rumor that the Egbert is coming. He is managed by Blue and Queenie, and that's all that we can really report. More details will follow as we know more. It could be on Monday, it could be on Wednesday, or it could be next week. We just don't know. We also had the debut of the Ninth Degree, a new wrestler managed by Taven. He debuted against Ned Flanders on Friday's Eclipse show and pretty much wrecked him, as was expected. So he will be in the Galactic Wrestling Men's Gauntlet. I believe it's a gauntlet this week for them to see if he can pull a Zinda. We will see if he will be joined by Iga's Gabriel Morgans. So we could potentially have two people in that match that could pull a Zinda. Moving on to Eclipse. This happened on Friday night. As we said, we had the debut of the ninth degree. He defeated Ned Flanders like pretty well. Like, there was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, there was no doubt. Ned Flanders, I think he may have kicked out a one pin attempt, but I think that was about it. So, grats to the ninth degree, and we're wishing him luck on pulling a Zinda. We also had a triple threat match that kicked off the show. Now, the fun thing here was that Queen Violet Raven came out sporting some, quote, dungeon apparel, end quote, in the triple threat. Now, we don't really know why she was wearing it. We're not sure if this resulted in her losing this match, because she was the one pinned by Allie Morgan, who was also in that match, who wound up winning the match. We're not sure if she escaped the teacher's dungeon, or if this was a reprieve for Violet Raven. Is it like something temporary, or is it a permanent thing? We have no idea. We've not heard anything from her, and we've also not heard anything from the teacher specifically about Queen Violet Raven. Now, you'll remember that Queen Violet Raven lost to the teacher in the teacher's tools match 2-0 on the last Eclipse show. And we don't know if is this part of the loss punishment, or is there something more going on? Hopefully we'll find out on our next Eclipse show. We'll see. We were also able to report on the number ones for the men's hardcore and women's hardcore. For the men's hardcore title, we had Marko Vujovic, who pinned the champion twice, once in a tag team match and then another in a singles match, one-on-one, and it was a non-title matchup. He also had the most amount of power points, and it's like he is on a roll. Ever since he put the letters on his shorts, he has been kicking ass and taking names. Also in the match, though, will be Brummy, who also pinned the champion, William Terrence Ford, who also pinned the champion, and Jericho Vega, who also pinned the champion. So we have a case here where we have four people in this number one match that have all pinned the champion within the last month. And I don't know if that's a sign that Mighty Might is looking to be on his, could be on his way out. He may be in for a huge task at defending the title. I believe he's defended it twice now, maybe three times, but he's had that title for a bit. The women's number ones were announced. It was Furious Frankie and Furious Frankie pinned our champion, who is Allie Morgan, in a non-title matchup. We also had Velvet Assassin, Claire Redfield, and Jen Savage all come in to make this a four-way, and all based on their power ranking points. So we'll see how this all plays out. We will be announcing the Hello Kitty number ones at the end of Monday's Nova show. And so it should be good stuff. So into what's coming up for next week. On Monday, October the 28th, we are going to be going live at 1 p.m. Eastern We will have the debut of Gabriel Morgans. Will debut against Ned Flanders. We're going to find out if there's any new developments between Marcus Azul and Eldrin the Butcher. We're pretty sure that Azul knows that it's Eldrin the Butcher, basically confirming what we already knew of who had attacked Azul. But we'll see if anything new would happen next Monday or this coming. And we also have, as I said before, we will have the number ones reported on who will be the number one contenders for the Hello Kitty titles for both the men and women. On Wednesday, October the 30th, we will have Galactic Wrestling at 1 p.m. This will be an extra long show. Usually our shows are between 9 or 10 matches. This one is currently at about 16. We'll see if we'll do the full 16. We may need that. And that will be the number ones for all of the show titles, which is 8 of them. Also for the men's and women's tag teams, so that's another 2. We'll have the Gauntlet and Battle Royal. That is 12. We'll have the net titles defended. That's 14. And we're doing something a little bit different here where we are actually going to have a men's and women's number one match for the big belts. Now, this won't be like a true number one match because the winner of those number one matches just for the big belts will actually go to Halloween Havoc to compete with the other show champions as the number one. And the winner of that at Halloween Havoc will take on the champion for the big belt in a best 2 out of 3 falls. This is what we've been doing lately, and I thought I would add in an extra factor. So it's not just show champs, it's also people that have beaten the big belt champions, but in non-titles as well, so that they at least get a shot at getting in there. We also have possible Zindas being pulled on Wednesday by the Ninth Degree and Gabriel Morgans. So that's something to watch out for as well. And then on Friday, November the 1st at 7 p.m. Eastern, we will have our Halloween Havoc special show. All the titles are on the line except for the net titles. So there will be 14 matches. 12 of them are titles. And then there's 2 that are the show champs and the number one contenders for the big belts. And the winner of that will take on the big belt champion on the same day. And that is pretty much it. So we've had a busy week. I didn't go over all of the wins and losses. I thought that I would just stick to like the bigger headlines this week and see how it went and just announcing what we were going to have next week. And next week is going to be a pretty busy week as well for wrestling. So if you want to communicate with us, please send me a message on Discord, email, or preferably by subspace, because those come in pretty quickly and we can trace your IP and all that stuff and get it up in here in real time almost even, right? So anyways, you can find you'll be able to tune in Monday at 1 p.m. for Nova, and I hope to see you there. Y'all have a great weekend, and I will talk to you later. This podcast is copyright 2024 and is property of the SGWF. It may not be copied, altered, or retransmitted without express permission from us.